Hi everyone, this is Delmark recording artist from Chicago, Illinois, Breezy Rodeo.
You are now listening to Raven and Blues.
And Dave, keep the blues alive for me, won't you?
This is the power of the blues.
What a joyous way to start. Joe Louis Walker, Bruce Katz, Charles Robson together. The album is new, as I was going to say, it's newish, In the Heart of the Blues, or Journeys to the Heart of the Blues. It's just been released about a month ago or thereabouts. I know I got my copy extremely earlier, which is why I'm hedging my bets a bit, but it's available now, and that's a track from it called Chicago Breakdown. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. Friday morning here in the UK on the Thames at Hampton Court. It's amazing. It's been very cold overnight. There was ice on the roof, but right now, at about 10:15, the sun is shining. It's bright, sunny day. It really is gorgeous. I know we shouldn't talk about the weather. It's a blues show, but nevertheless. Welcome to the programme. An hour of great blues ahead, and lots of tracks this week, because the way they came out, having chosen them, they're all very short, which is good. So here we are. Staying with new albums, Live from the 805 is the name of the album, and it is. What's odd is, and I'm only playing the one track, but if you listen to other DJs playing it, or if you go online and listen to it, in between each track with the live audience, it's the same live recording, I'm certain, of the applause and the people shouting and cheering and clapping, because there are two people whistling in there. One whistles quite close and very loud, and then the other one whistles a bit further away and a bit quieter, and it's in between every track. I think they're using the same backing track of applause and the like. Nevertheless, from the album Live from the 805, Alistair Green, and this is called Bullets.
Thank you.
Wait for the whistles.
Right on.
Alistair Green, Three Bullets is the track, and it's taken from the live from the 805 album, which has just been released. It's a typical power trio, isn't it? A good bass guitarist, you can hear him coming through, nice and inventive bass guitarist. Pretty good drummer, and they supply the engine room, so to speak, of all the music going on. And then Alistair Green, oh dear, there's nothing left apart from me to do the vocals and the guitar. So perhaps a little bit more guitar than there should be. But nevertheless, that's the new album and getting lots and lots of airplay on the IBBA DJs, the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. I collate all their tracks, and as we're now into November, I've had all their October playlists, and I can see Alistair's doing rather well in there, as is this lady too. And I don't think I've only played a track from her album when it came out ages ago. Dana Fuchs, the album is Love Lives On, and here she is with The Same Sunlight. Good stuff indeed. That's an album which came out about 2 months ago called Love Lives On, Dana Fuchs, and a track from it called Same Sunlight. As I mentioned when I began the show, it is full of sunlight at present, and it's a lovely day, which, bearing in mind it's November, is pretty rare. Next week, the show comes not from the houseboat on the Thames, but from France. If there's any justice in this world, and there sometimes is, it'll be from an apartment just overlooking the sea in the lovely town of Menton, which is at the very end of France before you get to Italy. And that's where the show will be coming from next Friday morning, in theory, if everything works properly. Okay, we mentioned sunlight there. That's same sunlight. Here is the new one from C6 Steve, Can You Cook? And this is called Sun On My Face.
I'm just sitting here up against this old tree, just watching the day roll by. I done a red race, I played my last days. I just want to sit here in this place with the sun on my face. Yeah, sun on my face. Won't you shine a little sun on my face? Now, way up north, the winter comes and the winter blows. But down here, it's always summertime. I don't think I'm gonna ever move again. Stay right here with my very best friend. Yeah, the sun on my face. Oh, the sun on my face. Won't you shine a little sun on my face? Yeah, the sun on my face. Oh, the sun on my face. Won't you shine? I've loved the women's, and the women's have loved me. But all things must pass. The years have come and gone, and maybe I've just found my own little piece of heaven and the sun on my face, oh, the sun on my face. Won't you shine a little sun on my face? Yeah, the sun on my face, oh, the sun on my face. Won't you shine? The sun on my face, oh, the sun on my face. Won't you shine a little sun on my face?
That's not the C6 Steve which you're familiar with from festivals and stomping on the stage on his stomp box, but this album is a lot quieter, a lot more laid back, like that. It's called Can You Cook? I think it's a lovely album, definitely worth getting hold of. And there's a track called Sun On My Face, staying with the sun in the air. Okay, I mentioned about 3 months ago, I think it would be, that it was really, I was quite surprised that now it was a year almost into the presidency of the USA, and there's been very few, I thought, blues songs describing either positively or negatively the 45th president. I was wrong. It's all of a sudden, it probably takes a year by the time you think about it, discuss it, write it, and then eventually get it published. So there are probably going to be rather more of them now. I give you Eric Bibb from his new album, Global Griot.
Seems like a joke, sad enough to make you cry. You got a president addressing the nation, sounding like Family Guy. It's a crazy situation. Crazy ain't nothing new, but we're talking pure madness here. A nightmare coming true. One day to find our freedom is gone. Mesmerized by his money, hypnotized by celebrity. We let a rich man's boy climb to the top and hijack democracy.
Cause I'm hurting.
lovely. Following on the dynasty of the Burnsides, Cedric Burnside from his new album, Benton County Relic and I'm Hurting. And before that, Eric Bibb from his new album, Global Griot. And what's he going to say today? Very apposite. Okay, here's an album which is again getting lots of play by the other DJs in the IBBA, and it'll be probably in the top 20, at least I would think, when the charts come out at the weekend. It's from Lindsay Beaver. Her album is called Tough as Love, and here is You Hurt Me. Nice. Lindsay Beaver, Tough as Love, the album, and You Heard Me. Lots of emails and messages on Facebook last week on the fairly conversational Raven and the Blues. We only played 11 tracks. I think it's going to be 14 or 15 today. And quite a few people made comment about, you know, me just talking about the blues experiences I'd had over the years, and I should do more of them. And I thought, oh, yeah, okay, if I can, but I can't sort of create a show around a memory. But one person suggested Alexis Corner, which is a fabulous suggestion. In the summer of 83, I was in Gibraltar, programme director, about to be promoted, woo, into London as head of music, which sounds very grand. But back in those days, BFBS made lots of programmes in London, specialist programmes, jazz, blues, rock and roll, that kind of thing, and sent out to the radio stations overseas on tape because they may not have the experts in jazz, blues, classics, rock and roll, and so on. And the previous head of music was about to retire. His name was... No, I won't name him. I won't name him. Anyway, he was about to retire. And when I got to London, I assumed I'd have a clean slate. But he took me to one side and said, OK, well, this is what we got signed up for the next quarter for 2003 until Christmas. And then 2004, we've got this and this. Not, no, sorry, 84. 84, we got this and this. And amongst them was a blues show hosted by somebody else I won't name. And I said, oh, it's a blues show. And he said, yes. I said, but he's terrible. He's not even a DJ. He said, he's a good friend of mine and he's a good blues guy and he will do it. And I said, OK, you know, but I'm taking over. I might change it the new year. He said, well, I'm going to give him a year contract anyway, so he can't. Yabu sucks. And so... With that, he then left and left me with this contract for a blues show for a year with this guy who was a blues man, a guitarist, and a nice guy, but saw more of the inside the bottle than outside the bottle, and getting him in and sober, and then when even then it wasn't very good. So this gentleman did 3 months of blues, and in the meantime, within as soon as I had a free moment, I then got in contact with Alexis Corner and said, would you like to do a blues show for Forces Broadcasting? And he said, oh, I'd love to. Oh, I would love to. He said, actually, I was in the frame for that, but then somebody, and he named him, got the job. And I said, well, OK, it's all about a change. And so we got Alexis penciled in to do a blues show for BFPS. What a coup that would have been. It would have been so bloody marvellous. After about 2 weeks, mid-November 83, I had a call from Alexis saying, my health is suffering. I probably can't do it. I was shattered. I mean, no more than he would be with his health going. And so Alexis Corner never made it to Forces Broadcasting, which is really sad, especially as he was, along with Chris Barber, I would say, the father of UK blues.
Put on your high heel sneaker. Put your weak head on your head. Put on your high heels, nigga. Put your weak head on your head. I hope you realize, little guy, you're gonna knock on dead. Put on your red dress, baby. 'Cause we're stepping out tonight. Put on your red dress, babe. 'Cause we're stepping out tonight. And put on some boxing gloves in case some fool might want to fight. Thank you.
knock 'em dead.
One more time. Put on your red dress, baby, 'cause we're snowing out tonight.
Lovely, 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 I would guess. Yeah. I would guess that the one, the backing vocals there, is Long John Baldry, I think. Kind of half recognise the tone. Recorded live, and it's off the album To Whom It May Concern. Back in 2009 it was released. Alexis Corner sadly died on the 1st of January 1984, when he would have been starting a show with us of Mia Pierce. Of lung cancer. The whole family actually have all died very young. And as I say, they're one of the godfathers, the inventors of British blues. Okay, now here's a band who I admire greatly, along with Jimmy Buffett, who used to sail around the Caribbean until it was time to make an album. This band live in Indiana, way up north in the countryside, and where it gets very cold in the winter. And about now, they start to head south, like migration, really. And so their series of gigs, if you follow it now as it goes into November, December, you'll see, if you put the marks on the map, you'll see a little line of dots going down from Indiana all the way down America. Normally down the East Coast, but covering Georgia and Virginia and the Carolinas. And then when it gets to December, mid-December, it gets into Florida and goes down to the Florida Keys and stops dead. And then it stays in the Florida Keys until about mid-January, I think it is, and then they start going home again. And again, lots of red dots all the way from the Florida Keys all the way back up to Indiana. Really clever planning. They're doing it every year, and it means they get a winter break away from the snow. I admire them greatly. Their new album, which they're playing at all the live gigs, is called Poor Until Payday, and they are the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Take them pills, I'm too poor.
Fade. That's a rare thing. That's the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Poor Until Payday and a track called So Good. Okay, back in 2016, would it be? I suppose it would be. No, 17, quite recently, really. A band who I'd liked for a long, long time, they've been at the Houseboat, done a session, the Riotous Brothers. They were in the throes of putting their fourth album together when Mash, otherwise Matt Sonnet, had a severe stroke, and it was a question whether he would ever properly talk or walk again. But being a determined guy, he got himself into it, and he's got his speech back, and he's got mobility back up to a certain point. But he really did wonder whether they had the album sort of three quarters finished, and the band really wondered if they could ever finish the album, or if the band themselves were going to be finished because of Mash's stroke. Anyway, in the end, as Mash was getting better and better and could add more things to it, they went back in the studio and then put things together, overdubbed a few things, and it's all worked beautifully. It's not a sort of a put-together album minus Mash and some other voices. He's in there as well, and it sounds really, really good. The album has just been released, and I got a hold of it this week, didn't I? Standing at the Edge of the World is the album. The Riotous Brothers are the band. This is their fourth LP. LP. How old am I getting? And I'm doing fine.
Feeling super alive. Heading on down the the eastern line. I got my baby by my side. Rooftop down and the radio is on and I'm feeling super alive. Doing fine, fine, I'm doing fine. Doing fine, fine. Let the clouds roll back, let the heavens shine. Oh, oh, oh. Let the clouds roll back, let the heavens shine.
So good to have them back, the Riotous Brothers, from their new album At the Edge of the World, and that's a track called I'm Doing Fine. And I really hope that MASH does continue to get better and better. Staying with new albums, Love and Murder, this one is called Bobo Gree Gree. No, I've given her too many bows. Bo Gree Gree and the Apocalypse, and this one is called Heartbreaker. Gree Gree and the Apocalypse. So the band, the album is called Love and Murder, and there's a track called Heartbreaker. It's the Raven and the Blues into the final 10 minutes. Well, that's gone quickly. Deary me. Okay, let's go back to Doyle Bramall. We were talking about Doyle Bramall the first last week. Here is his son, the second, of his new album Shades, and this is called Hammer Ring.
Boy,
Lovely. Dol Bramall II, Shades is the new album, and that is a track called Hammer Ring. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. The last 20 minutes seems to have flown by. Last time I looked at the clock, it was about, 20 minutes ago, but it all seems to have disappeared. Let's close, therefore, with this one, which is a bit unusual in a way. It's one of my favourite female slide guitarists. There are not many on the ground, and from Finland even less so. I'm talking about Eija Littinen. She's been to the Houseboat with sessions two or three times now, and she's changed over the years. She was very much a rock blues guitarist and singer and songwriter. And recently, I think probably it's advancing years and motherhood, she's a mother of twins, she's cooled down a little bit, and so I think her new album is going to be far more blues with a touch of rock. But she has supplied, bless her, the new single from the album, and so we'll close with that. Thanks, as I say, for your time. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And the website, which is pretty up-to-date all the time until I forget and then one of you emails me to remind me. Thank you so much. Website is ravenblues.co.uk. Okay, until next week at the same time from the south of France, when hopefully it'll be quite warm, here is Eija Littinen and a track, a single from the album called Without You.